in this bulletin. An 80% tariff to be imposed on Australian barley imports to China. China to support an impartial review into the coronavirus, but only after it's brought under control. And in sport, the Sydney Swans coach calls on critics to be less harsh on the AFL. With the latest SBS News, I'm Amy Hall. China is imposing an 80% tariff on Australian barley imports from today. The move is a result of a probe that started in 2018, with China's Ministry of Commerce asserting Australia dumped barley on China's market, affecting China's domestic industry. The tariffs are expected to stop the billion-dollar trade in barley between the two countries. The decision comes just days after the Chinese government suspended beef imports from four of Australia's largest meat processors. The World Health Organization says an independent review of the response to the coronavirus will begin as soon as possible, after it received backing from China. The pledge came during an online meeting of its ministerial assembly, where the United States alleged the WHO failed to control the pandemic. US Health Secretary Alex Azar claimed the body had failed to obtain the information the world needed, and that had cost many lives.
We must be frank about one of the primary reasons this outbreak spun out of control. There was a failure by this organization to obtain the information that the world needed, and that failure cost many lives. In an apparent attempt to conceal this outbreak, at least one member state made a mockery of their transparency obligations, with tremendous cost for the entire world. We saw that WHO failed at its core mission of information sharing and transparency when member states do not act in good faith. This cannot ever happen again.
China says it would support an impartial, comprehensive review of the pandemic, but only after it has been brought under control. It promises $3 billion over 2 years to help contain the virus, especially in developing countries. President Xi Jinping says China has been transparent about the outbreak.
All along, China has acted with openness, transparency, and responsibility. We have provided the information to the WHO and relevant countries in a most timely fashion. We have released the genome sequence at the earliest possible time. We have shared control and treatment experience. We have done everything in our power to support and assist countries in need.
Germany and France want to set up a recovery fund to boost European economies. It would be worth around $896 billion and would see the European Union offer grants rather than loans for sectors and regions that have been badly affected by the coronavirus. German Chancellor Angela Merkel says Europe will emerge stronger from the crisis.
We know that the impact of the virus on our countries is different, and that means there's a danger that the economic effects of the virus threaten the cohesion of the European Union. So the recovery fund has to help ensure that all states in Europe can react appropriately.
Back home, and students in New South Wales are likely to be returning to on-campus learning on a full-time basis from next week. Premier Gladys Berejiklian is expected to confirm school arrangements later this morning. Three-year-old twin girls have died in a house fire in New South Wales' West Slopes region. Police say a woman and a five-year-old child who also live at the residence were outside the house at the time of the fire. The cause of the blaze remains unknown. A crime scene has been established while a report is to be prepared for the coroner. To sport, and Sydney Swans coach John Longmire says critics should be less harsh about the delay in releasing the AFL fixture. The coach has been reunited with his players after 2 months apart to restart training sessions. The competition is set to resume on the 11th of June, but the AFL is yet to announce any matches for round two. Longmire says it's good to have the players back on the field.
The connection amongst your players, whilst you're doing it from a distance still, so it's a little bit different, but it's still an excitement level amongst the players to be able to get back and have a run around and kick amongst each other.
And now for a look at today's weather. Morning smoke, then sunny in Perth, 19. A shower or two developing in Adelaide, 20. A late shower or two in Melbourne, 19. Cloudy in Hobart, and 18. partly cloudy in Canberra, 17, mostly sunny in Wollongong, 21, much the same in Sydney and 22, also mostly sunny in Newcastle, 23, a few showers in Brisbane, 24, showers in Cairns, 28, and sunny in Darwin, 34. This is SBS News. I'm Amy Hall.